Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, you're going to find out the answer to why
I kicked my brother in the for licking my lollipop.
Oh, wow. That was aggressive.
Also, the theft of the squirrel and the red-haired jogger for love.
Plus, Tara was fired on Facebook. So that leads us down a rabbit hole of the unusual ways and reasons you got fired.
We get an update on the cow in Kelly's neighborhood. They're setting the bar stories.
And when Vegas didn't necessarily stay in Vegas.
Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
Was thinking the other day when I heard a sound that you don't normally hear in this year. That, you know what, if you're of a certain age, there are going to be plenty of sounds that you're just not going to hear anymore. Like that of, a dial-up internet tone or something like that. So I thought I would play some of these sounds for you, Kelly.
Vintage sounds.
And you tell me what they are.
Guess a sound.
Yeah.
This is fun. Like a printer? One
yeah.
of those, like, analog printers?
A dot matrix.
Yes, a dot matrix
dot
printer.
Dot matrix.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Yes. Do that again. That was quick. Sounds like a door closing.
That is specific to something. AOL, instant messenger sounds of you entering a chat or something like that.
See, I never did the chat rooms.
Vintage
so
sounds.
So I've really never...
I was going to say that's not a sound that you hear anymore. All right.
Yeah.
Here's another one. It involves something you love to do.
Something I love to do?
Yep. These are vintage sounds.
No idea.
Manual credit card reader.
Oh, yeah. The
do you
little
remember
shuffler.
When,
remember they
so,
had to put the little paper, the carbon paper down there.
So back in the day.
Oh, wow.
Your credit card had bumps. Your credit card number was like.
Well, yes.
It was imprinted on your card.
Some
and it was
still
lifted.
Do.
Most of the new ones updated are just printed on
right.
like a screen print on
there. I've still got some that have the raised numbers, though.
But
vintage.
So what business would do, or you like if you went shopping, they would do a scan of it, and they'd have a piece of paper.
It was
that
carbon
had,
paper.
Carbon paper that had your number on it, and then
it's
they'd
literally
enter
making
it later.
An imprint yeah. of your card.
Yep. All right.
Oh, wow. And then it's like there's like three copies.
Yeah.
And you got one.
And you got one.
Wow.
I know. Crazy, right?
I completely forgot that was a thing.
Yeah, the manual credit card reader. All right, these are vintage sounds you don't
By
hear
the way,
much
shopping. That,
anymore.
That's something I love to do, shopping.
Yes,
that's
yeah,
what you were
yeah,
referring to.
Yeah,
okay, gotcha.
Yes, right. All right, here's another one.
Well, that's dial-up.
Yeah.
Internet. Yeah.
Dial-up internet.
Yes.
That's when it literally took the phone line that came into your house, used that to get on the internet.
Yes.
As opposed to, you know, all the satellites and everything that
right.
are there around now. So
before there was Wi-Fi. Fax
yep.
machine.
I mean,
that's still the dial-up. That's still the dial-up.
Internet.
Yeah.
So yeah, kind of crazy, right? Some of those sounds you just
wow.
don't hear anymore, right? All right. Another one. Got a text from a listener. What about the squeak of the crank windows on a car?
Yes.
Like that.
Absolutely.
As you're unrolling and rolling up a window with your hand.
Do they even do the crank windows anymore?
Really? Another one. Clapping the chalkboard erasers.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the
They're using smart boards.
They're using smart boards now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting.
That is so vintage.
Oh my gosh. The telephone, one of the crank telephones,
mm-hmm.
you know, where you dial using the dial on the telephone.
Yeah.
As opposed to, push buttons.
Yes.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Wow.
All right. Hey, coming up. This hour, we'll get to a phone tap on the way, and then a feel-good story coming up here next.
A school nurse ended up helping a grandfather who had fallen down a 20-foot waterfall in a canyon.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to that coming up here next on 99.70JX. Good morning. Sorry, time for a feel-good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
A school nurse helped a grandfather who had fallen down a 20-foot waterfall at a Utah canyon. Her name's Ashley. She was hiking with her two kids, mm-hmm. and they noticed this man was badly injured at the bottom of a waterfall. He was a 64-year-old.
Okay.
And she said, this man's leg is obviously broken.
His
head was sliced open. They had to get him out of the cold water and handle the bleeding on his head.
There had to have been angels or somebody helping him. Kind of think that I did what anyone would do. Honestly, I don't feel like I did anything like more heroic or more incredible. We need something to put on his head to like help with the bleeding. And this guy rips off his shirt and throws it at me. So we put that on his head. And then several of us picked him up and moved him over to a dry area over on the rocks.
Mm. Yeah, they had to get him out of the cold water. So they had to kind of move him until the rescue crew could get there. He ended up having a shattered kneecap and a broken femur.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Fortunately, no brain or spinal injuries there. So thank goodness that she was there to use her school nursing skills to help out. You can see the full story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
How about a phone tap?
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Cindy says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm hoping you'll call my friend with one of your phone taps.
Okay.
I've been her massage therapist for a few years, mm-hmm. and through that, we've become friends.
Aww.
She's got an appointment coming up with me for a massage for her birthday.
Mm.
I just thought maybe you could have a little fun with that. I can give you some information and really get her, LOL. Thank you.
All right, so Robert Hotzenpepper, not a real person, has to inform Cheryl and all the other clients that Cindy is out sick.
Oh.
Don't worry. Dang. He's got a solution.
Great.
Here's your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi there. Is this Cheryl?
Yes, it is.
Cheryl, Robert Hotzenpepper here. Calling about your massage this afternoon.
Yes, with Cindy, right?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Cindy's not feeling very well. Had to go home sick, so we're reaching out to all her clients and let them know.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I was looking forward to seeing her today. My back is actually killing me.
Oh, I understand, yeah, but don't worry. We've arranged all her clients to get massages from other massage therapists here.
Okay, that would be great, because I really need to get in today if I can. I'm hurting.
Oh, no. Yeah, absolutely. We can make that happen. Actually, I would be the massage therapist handling you today, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure. I guess so. It's always a little weird for me with a new massage person, but it's fine.
Oh, great. Yeah, absolutely. You're going to get to feel and experience the Hotzenpepper handshake is what I like to call it. So I'm glad you're all right with that.
Okay, so same time and place as with Cindy?
Oh, that's right.
Okay, great. I'll see you this afternoon.
Now, hang on. There's something I should probably let you know.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Well, it's a little awkward, but I had shoulder surgery last week, so my right arm's in a sling.
Okay, how does that work?
Well, I'm fine, thanks for asking, but I've been giving massages like this for a few days, and I figured out ways to get around the injury.
But you only use one hand?
Well, yeah, but the good news is it's the right arm in the sling, and I'm left-handed, so there you go.
Great. Yeah, but you still only can massage with the one hand, though.
Oh, well, but I use my forehead, too.
What?
Well, it's not as odd as it sounds.
Are you sure? Because it sounds pretty freaking weird.
Now listen. The way the Hotzenpepper handshake works.
Oh, God.
Lying on your stomach. No. I use my forehead to massage all around your trouble spots. My skull is very firm up there, and I found that I can use it to rub your shoulders and your back.
No, this sounds crazy.
No. Oh, I admit, it sounds a little interesting. It takes some getting used to, but... And I know what you're thinking.
No, I don't think you do.
Oh, don't worry. I shaved my head, so my hair won't tickle you anywhere.
Nope, that's not what I was thinking, but good to know.
Well, and of course, there are some areas of your body that I would stay away from. I am a gentleman with the...
Well, thank God for that.
Right. Well, you know, we're always very discreet with things like that. Very professional.
Of course you are. What did you say your name was?
Well, this is Robert Hotzenpepper, for sure. Now, I also use my knees, both knees, actually, to rub you.
What?
There.
Okay, I can't imagine that I'd ever actually go ahead with this, but I actually really like to hear, how would you massage me with your knees?
Well, listen, I'm just trying to take care of Cindy's clients for her, and I've got this stupid cast on my arm, and, you know,
okay, you know what? Let's just skip it, and I'll wait until Cindy gets back.
Oh, well, thank goodness. I got to be honest, I'm not actually trained in any of this, and I really didn't have time for this anyway. I got to get back to my other job.
Your what?
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of busy making all these phone tap prank phone calls to people on the radio, Cheryl.
Oh, my gosh, what?
It's Ben Davis here from 99.7 DJ.
Oh, my gosh, what? This is the radio? Yes. Are you kidding me right now?
No, no. It's actually Cindy's idea to do this. So, happy birthday.
You're kidding.
But you're going to miss out on the Hoss and Pepper handshake.
He was about ready to also talk about how he uses his feet. You know, it's like practically like fingers. They can grab.
Just like fingers. That's yes. Right. That's right. I have opposable toes.
Absolutely. Straight. It's going to be great.
That's Phone Tap 99.7 DJX. Like the scene out of a horror movie. We now go to our setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
It's an example of what not to do or situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Which I think the case here, if you can manage to make it through the day without flying termites taking over your entire house, you're doing okay.
Nightmare fuel.
Yeah, his name's Sean. His house... invaded by the flying termites.
Oh, no.
They were strewn dead around his house. He found one in his tumbler, learned the wrong way.
There had to have been angels or somebody Whoops. Helping him.
The moment I felt the termites in my mouth, I spewed the drink out. My sinks were full. I mean, everywhere, under my couches.
Excuse my language, but look at this. My whole house, man.
Yeah.
Look at this. Millions. Thousands, millions.
Yeah.
Oh, well, my reaction when I saw this one was, I mean, what the heck is going on? I felt like God was putting a plague on me.
Yeah, I mean...
They were swarming around him. Like, they weren't just all dead. Like, he walked in and they're flying everywhere.
It literally looks like a scene out of a horror movie.
And there were many in his tumbler. Many. And he walks, I just like coated the kitchen counter. I mean, this is literally, I don't understand how you, because I mean, they're everywhere, like in the couch. He's like, how in the world do you clean this place enough to feel like, okay, I got them all?
I think you list it and you move.
Or light a match.
Light a match
burn it down.
I
feel like there should be some good excuses for arson. This would be one of them.
Or you just go to the bank and say, hey, I know there's still money owed on this house.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
I don't want to pay for it anymore because it's overrun by flying termites.
Can we just call it even?
Call it even.
Can we call it even?
Because this is a nightmare. They literally like ate their way in.
Yeah.
Like through the wood.
Yeah.
Like several different spots. I don't understand how you're going to be able to fix all of that.
Yeah. I mean, he must have, like, the trees around his house must be absolutely infested to the point where they're like, well, you know what? There's no more room in this tree. Might as well go to the house.
Yeah.
So,
no, you're going to have to, I mean, you're going to have to sell all your stuff. Like, sell all your stuff.
Yeah. This is exactly an example of what not to do. Or I mean, a situation you hope doesn't happen to you.
Yes.
Poor Sean.
Oh, Sean.
You can see it. We got it posted, WDJX.com, if you want to see it.
You can't unsee it, though.
Yeah, this is one of those, like...
You can't unsee it.
Feel fortunate that this ain't your situation.
Ooh.
So, yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day or your whole life without flying termites taking over your house, then you're doing okay. That's your setting the bar story.
Wowie.
On 99.7 DJX. Yeah, those chance encounters where you see someone maybe you're interested in, but you have to depart before you get a name or number. So what do?
Well, you do a little typey, send it off to the internet. We find it and shine a big old spotlight on it.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. The dreamboat at the flea market, woman for man.
Okay.
You were the tallish, scruffy, in a, I swear this an intentional kind of way, wearing a vintage Batman tee and haggling like a seasoned pro.
Okay.
You had a look about you that screamed Miles Teller meets Jack Black. I like it.
That's it. What a look.
It is a look. I saw you first while we both reached for the same ceramic squirrel riding a unicycle.
Oh.
yes, that existed.
All right.
Yes, we both gasped in mutual appreciation.
Well, yeah, of course you would.
Yeah, I was a lady with a weird addiction to a kitschy glassware and an even weirder laugh when nervous. You heard it, don't lie. I complimented your ability to spot quality junk. And you made a joke about the squirrel being the evil Knievel of nut transportation.
Okay.
I died.
Sure.
Sparks flew.
Right.
My inner monologue was like, is this fate?
Yes.
Then,
oh,
the betrayal.
Oh, no.
My stupid job called with a full-blown crisis.
Oh, no.
Emergency, in quotes, meaning Becky can't find the Q4 presentation deck.
No, Becky!
I panic.
Oh, no.
I run.
No.
I knock over a basket of spoons.
No.
And in my chaotic flea market exit, I accidentally left with the squirrel.
Oh.
Like full on, unintentionally stole the ceramic daredevil.
Wow.
I swear I'm not a criminal.
Sure.
Just clumsy, maybe cursed.
Okay.
If you see this and still want to discuss the potential aerodynamic properties of squirrel figurines or... just maybe grab some coffee with me. I'd love a second chance.
Oh, no.
I'd even give you the squirrel.
Even give him the squirrel?
Yes.
Oh.
Sign the accidental thief with the big feelings and weird laugh.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay, she's not a crook. She's not a crook.
She didn't mean to, but Becky, dang it, Becky.
Dang it. Roy's ruining everything. It's
Craigslist. Missed connection.
This is the red-haired jogger who witnessed my humiliation, man for woman.
Mm.
You are a majestic blur of red hair, grace, and endorphins. Jogging past my apartment like some kind of cardio fairy sent to torment my sedentary soul.
Wow.
I've seen you run by for weeks now. Always at the same time, always glowing like a human sunrise.
Very descriptive.
By the way, I'm Keith.
Oh, hi, Keith.
A.K.A. the guy who once got winded chasing an ice cream truck.
Wait. I need some ice cream.
Not exactly a, quote, fitness buff. More like a fitness burrito in my mouth kind of guy. I thought, hey, maybe jogging is just running, but with confidence.
Oh,
so naturally, I planned my grand entrance.
Yeah.
Put on my freshest gym shorts, the one with only one salsa stain. Laced up some sneakers that haven't been used since I bought them when I was trying to impress the sales girl. And hit the pavement. This guy's a trip. Y'all, jogging is a scam.
Oh, my God.
10 feet in and I'm wheezing like a haunted accordion.
Damn.
My lungs filed for divorce.
What?
A mysterious cramp shot through my side like karma for all those, quote, fancy cigarettes I enjoy on occasion. I was sweating in places I didn't even know I had pores.
Oh, this guy. I have never heard of somebody so adverse in such an amazing way to exercise.
And then, like I was God's ultimate punchline, I stepped directly into a fresh pile of dog dew.
Oh, no.
Face planted into the sidewalk like a dying walrus. And that's when you jogged by.
Oh, God, no.
You saw the whole thing.
Dang it.
You gave me the pity smile.
No.
I tried to say hi, but it came out more like a death rattle.
A death rattle?
Anyway, love to meet you again sometime.
No.
Ideally, in a seated, air-conditioned environment. I swear I'm cooler when I'm not coated in sweat and smelling of failure.
Oh, wow.
What do you say?
Yeah, no, that is a very wow. Descriptive picture.
Keith, we believe in you, buddy.
Right, but I don't think you guys are going to be a match. Like, you sound like exact,
you know,
total opposite.
He tried.
He did.
Tried for her.
He did. Wow.
All right. So whether you're looking for the Dreamboat Miles Teller Jack Black lookalike.
Yeah.
Or the red-haired jogger.
Right. And you're a novice jogger wearing shorts with only one salsa stain.
Only
I love
one.
That.
Yeah.
This is my least stained outfit.
Right. It's
Craigslist Missed Connection.
On 99.7 DJX. How about a feel-good story? Every hour, we give you feel-good stories, Kelly Kay.
That's another one of those fun message-in-a-bottle stories.
Okay.
This one, a kid from Michigan on vacation in Florida found this message in a bottle that two kids in Hawaii tossed in the ocean 8 years ago. You want to hear what the was in the note?
Yes.
11-year-old Josie and her mom talk about it.
I was just walking, and then the wave went, like, it crashed into each other, so I almost went back, but I grabbed it really quick, and then I showed my mom.
A piece of trash, like, and then I saw the note in the bottle. I was like, it's a note in a bottle. Hello, people who found this. You will be happy that you found this. Why? Because you will know me with this number.
And I just popped into my phone and decided to text. They texted me back. It was actually a 21-year-old girl from Hawaii and her little brother who had also found a message in a bottle.
Wow.
Yeah, they were
Hawaii
kind of,
to Florida?
Yes. And there's like a meteorologist there was kind of chiming in saying it's unlikely it floated all that way, but it's technically possible.
Wow.
In 8 years. And
like,
so,
like, do they think maybe it got picked up by or by a ship or something like that?
Sure.
Or,
wow, not sure. Like, you know, there's a lot of theories about how it made that kind of a trip. But the author of the note was 13, her little brother was 8, and they had actually found a message in a bottle themselves. And so that's what inspired them to write one. And it was just wild. They never expected anybody to find it and then call the number. And the fact that they were still able to be reached at that number is pretty awesome,
same
too.
Yeah.
You can see the story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Aggie, our injury lawyers.
There are a whole lot of great getting fired stories that come out of the radio industry. 99.7 DJX.
Some of them can be downright legendary.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, hey, if you're looking for an exciting career where you could get fired in a epic sort of way, then radio may be the industry for you.
There you go.
One of them, one of my favorites, a colleague that I knew for a long time, he just got landed a new job, big city, and his first week there, his first week at the new radio station, it was a radio station like DJX, you know, he is on the air and he gets shocked. He like touches something, it was like a piece of equipment. It shocks him. He swears on the air.
Oh no.
Gets fired the next day.
No! Well, that's his own doing.
It is his own doing.
Yeah.
Let me tell you another one. All right. So I was at another, I was at a radio station, in Indiana where, one of my coworkers used to work at a smaller station there in Illinois, right? And so the owner came in. It was kind of one of those mom and pop places. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just like any company, you've got the big corporations that own things. And you got the mom and pops. So same in radio. So this was a mom and pop organization. And the owner comes in and takes the entire staff out to a big steak dinner. It's just like, oh, I'm excited for the future.
That's great.
This is great. You know, you guys, fantastic. This is fantastic. Very next day, they flip the radio station to a new format. Everyone is fired.
What in the world?
The
steak dinner, though.
I mean, it was the parting shot. The little, like, hey, are your tummies full? Well, great. Now you can handle this. Yeah.
It's almost as if he was trying to cleanse his soul.
It was.
You know what? I'm
about to do them dirty.
The blow because I just gave him a nice steak dinner.
Yeah, so
you can't say I didn't do anything for you.
Yeah, you know, hey, I know I could give you,
I just lied to your face, too.
And
about how
excited
I am about the future. The future just didn't include you.
It didn't include you.
Yeah.
Right. I'm excited for the future.
Yeah.
You
so I didn't lie.
You shouldn't be excited for the future because it doesn't include you.
Left a big part out. Yeah. Wow.
So I want to hear more like stories like that. But first, we're going to get to Tara, who she feels like she got made an example of.
Right. And again, hopefully when you're sharing these stories, you're far enough removed from it. Because it can be sting and it can be devastating. But now you're far removed, you can laugh about it now,
right? Sure, you can laugh about it now. So yeah, Tara feels like she was made an example of at her new job.
Oh, wow.
All right. So that's group therapy coming up here next on 99.7 DJX. All right, let's get to some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Tara in quote says, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, I think I have one of those group therapy situations.
Okay.
Hoping you can help me figure out what to do here because I'm still in total shock and getting more upset the more I think about it."
Oh.
"So just started a new serving job at a super fun spot that gets slammed for lunch."
Sure.
"Like line out the door kind of busy."
Yes.
"I was really excited."
Uh-huh.
"And after 3 days of training, they had me work my first shift on my own."
Okay.
"I thought I held my own okay for a first day, right?"
Sure.
"That night, got a Facebook message from my manager saying it wasn't working out and that I was fired."
Oh, dang.
"Not even a call or in-person conversation, just a DM."
Holy cow.
"I was confused, honestly embarrassed, so I called to confirm it wasn't a joke, and sure enough, they said I was done. Dang. No explanation."
Dang.
"But here's where it gets messy. I asked around and found out the manager's girlfriend saw me as competition and didn't want me working there."
What?
"Apparently, the manager has a history of dating staff, and to prove something to her, he used me as an example and cut me loose."
Dang.
"So now, I don't know what to do."
Uh-huh.
"Do I fight this? Report him? Just move on and let it go? I don't want drama, but I also feel like I totally got screwed over for no good reason."
Mm.
"Would love your thoughts."
Well, okay. Can you prove?
That's the thing.
Yeah, I was going to say that. That is quite the bit of juicy gossip, but is it true?
I feel, though, like she deserves an explanation. Like, is she being fired for cause on her first day of working on her own, and yeah, for them to not say what she did wrong or even give her a warning or, "Hey, here's where you messed up a little. You need to improve that. Otherwise, we're going to have to let you go."
Yeah, like, unfortunately, I don't, in Kentucky, you don't have to say.
They don't have to do that.
You don't have to say.
Oh, wow.
You just say.
That's harsh.
"Today was your last day." I'm like,
wow.
"Oh, okay. Bye."
That's so unfortunate, especially when she was really excited about the job and really wanted to work there.
Yeah. Wow. Facebook message.
That's unprofessional.
Letting you go.
That's literally unprofessional.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to do that as a manager, you got to bring them in, and even if it's the next day, and just say, "Hey, sorry, this isn't working out."
Right.
"You're done."
At least a phone call. At least a phone call. The fact that she had to follow up and confirm,
shoot,
because it felt like it could have been some sort of a prank.
Man.
Because who does that? Who fires someone over social media?
Well, apparently Tara gets fired via social media.
I totally get why she's
We got a message from a listener who said, "For several years, I was in charge of doing the firing and firing people, and I would use a catchphrase when I was firing someone."
Wow.
And then he said, when it was my turn to be fired, they used my catchphrase on me.
Of course they did. Because that's karma.
And he says, "I wonder if everyone wanted to punch me in the face like I wanted to punch them." The catchphrase was, "We're upgrading you to a customer."
Oh, it's an upgrade. It's an upgrade.
You're no longer an employee.
You can enjoy
these services, but from a customer's point of view.
Wow.
I mean, her manager could have at least said that to her.
Right.
Could have at least said, "Hey, Tara, we're going to upgrade you to a customer." What does that mean? Well,
You're better at eating our food
than serving it. So, I mean, Holly says, "Tell everyone to boycott the restaurant." The manager sounds like a dirtbag.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I have a hard time, just saying boycott the restaurant.
But this clearly feels like it's not justified in any way.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, they gave her a day. And it sounds exactly like, the theory behind the motivation behind the firing.
All right.
Again, you can't prove it.
All right. A couple things. One, if you've got any suggestions on how to, approach this, I mean, I would almost maybe chalk it up and just try to move on. I don't know. I don't know if I would want
to. Probably what she's going to have to do. But right. I understand that she, yeah. she's trying to figure out, like, wait, isn't there something I can try to do here?
Right. 502-795-1997.
Like, or, go to the owner? Is there an owner?
Yeah, true. Or HR or yeah. something. I don't know. Or if you have a story of a wild way that you or someone you know got the axe.
Yeah. Irrational reason.
Sure.
Any of that.
502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories coming up. Tara feels like she was made an example of at her new job. It's 99.7 DJX. She got fired on Facebook, then did a little bit of digging and found out that, you know, apparently her manager's girlfriend saw her as competition and the manager has a history of dating staff. And so he was like, all right, she's got to go.
Yeah. Pamela says, I wouldn't let it go. Print out the message on Facebook, send it to the corporate office, send it to HR, and then post it on their Facebook page, report it to the Better Business Bureau. I'd also post it on the town paper page. I'd make sure wow. everyone in town knows about the manager. Number one, a Facebook message is unprofessional. Number two, yeah. you should never be friends with your boss on Facebook. If you're not, then secure your page better. Number three, do make sure to report him for wrongful termination. Number uh-huh. four, I would never return to their work because he, his girlfriend, will make it miserable for you, like giving you the dirty side jobs, most busy section, and watch maybe fail or cut your hours.
Mm.
If you have good relationships with any of your coworkers, ask them to write a statement and date it. Sorry you had a jerk boss. Wow.
Yeah. Now, we did get a text from a listener that says, look, if you file the wrongful termination or toxic workplace suit, the burden of proof is on you. So rumors are not proof.
Right.
While it was, you know, crappy to happen to you, you don't really have a case to move on. Your boss did you a favor.
Yeah.
Because and you're going to learn later on that this is not a great spot.
Amanda pointed out on text, Kentucky's a no-fault state. And, yep. you know, they don't have to give you a reason. There's really nothing to fight, even if you had proof. Besides, who wants to work at a place with that kind of drama?
I know. What a drama place.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the food service industry is a wild west of drama.
Yeah.
So... what crazy way did you or someone you know get fired? Listener said, my good friend was once fired for stealing pens, like a lot of pens. Friend thought it was harmless. Apparently, HR disagreed when they found hundreds
oh.
in her desk.
That's a lot. Wow.
All right. Maybe there was more to that than just the pens, but the pens were the was the straw, apparently.
Might have been justified.
Maybe.
Wendy says, what about being fired for a bad TikTok?
Hmm.
My cousin posted a dance video in uniform at work. He got attention oh. for all the wrong reasons, and the boss didn't appreciate the twerking next to the deep fryer.
Yeah, you got to be careful if you're wearing, like, company logo when
yes.
you do social media stuff like that.
Yep.
Carrie says, how crazy is this? A coworker of mine was fired for passively aggressively replying to a group email, accidentally hitting reply all.
Oops.
He meant to complain to a friend about how annoying the boss was. Instead,
oh, no.
everyone got to read it, including the boss.
Oh, no.
That does seem kind of vicious to then just yeah. let him go like that.
Yikes. Tim says a buddy of mine was fired for impersonating his manager on the intercom.
What?
He claims he said something like, clean up on aisle three and someone please get Brad a personality. Brad was his manager.
Yeah.
I think there's more to the story, but that's what I heard.
Yeah. All right.
Wow.
So, yeah, Terry, you can see that it's not just you. Other people have been fired for crazy ways. Meredith said, I was once fired for calling in sick. I was caught posting photos from a lake trip. To
Oops.
Be fair, I said I had the flu, but
yeah.
I forgot and posted a pic to my Instagram of me holding a margarita and a fish.
Yeah. yeah. They're going to frown upon
I mean,
you.
A lot of businesses now don't call it sick days. They just call it paid time off.
Exactly.
And so you can do whatever you want with it. I mean, we used to have the designation of sick days or sick days.
Right.
PTO is PTO.
And, but if you didn't use them, then you
I
lost
know,
them, and it was considered
it was
a
crazy.
Day off. So, yeah. And then another anonymous one. I still work here.
I love this. I love it.
But a coworker was fired for hooking up with the regional manager who was married.
Whoops.
Oof. Someone tattled. Things blew up. Let's just say HR had a field day. She got fired. He got reassigned.
Oh,
dang.
That, all right.
Dang.
I know another business where that similar thing happened too. So
dang.
Crazy, right? All right, good stuff. Hey, thanks for the stories. Tara, sorry you went through this. I think a lot of people are saying, look, maybe this is a, you know, a blessing in disguise sort of thing.
Like you don't want to work among that kind of drama anyway.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That's group therapy. Time to play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. We'll introduce you to Tara calling us from Hillview. Hi there, Tara.
Good morning.
Good morning. Tara's got brown hair, is 5'2", is an office assistant, and is taken, currently in a relationship. So, hands off, Tara.
Yeah. I'm 22 years in, taken.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 22 years old. I was like, girl, you ain't taken.
Stop. He loves to dig for drama.
I do, Tara. All right, so it's Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how it works.
Yeah, three stories. You have to determine in each story is a star, a little kid, or a drunk adult.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah. All right, here we go. First one.
I kicked my brother in the for licking my lollipop.
Oh.
Oh.
Wowie. Don't you touch my lollipop.
Wow.
She made him pay.
I'm going to go with little kid, although I feel like a drunk adult could do that too. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I could go either way.
Okay.
You thinking little kid?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, little kid. She said little kid. Kelly,
see,
what about you?
I feel like that's the obvious answer because little kids, you know, lollipops, that's a thing. But I feel like this could be the opposite. So I'm going to go drunk adult.
You're going to go drunk
just
adult.
Just playing devil's advocate.
Okay. Tara's saying little kid. Okay.
I was a drunk adult.
Wow.
See? Sometimes it can sucker punch you.
Wow. Okay.
Like drunk, she did to her brother.
Drunk adult.
It was at my 21st birthday, and I had a pinata, and I was enjoying my Tootsie Pop, you know, and my brother thought it'd be funny to walk by and grab it and take a lick, and so I immediately went into fight or flight mode, and I decided to haul off and kick him in the thankfully, here we are a few years later, and I'm an aunt, and thankful he was able to have kids.
Okay, wow. Good, 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 good. All right, that's great. Oh, you do have to think about those implications, right?
Oh,
when
shoot.
When you react that strongly.
That's funny.
Okay.
All right. Tara, you're 0 for 1, okay? That doesn't mean you're out, though. All right, here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I drank dish soap and spent the entire next day on the toilet.
Oh. Bad decision.
Dish soap. Why are you drinking dish soap?
That's a tough one. That's just weird.
That is a tough one.
Let's go with little kid again.
All right.
Yeah, I think this one could be a little kid.
All right, both of you saying little kid.
So I was a little kid.
Yeah.
There it is. There it is. Yeah, little kid eating dish soap.
And like the soap my mom had smelled like cinnamon rolls, and I didn't think anything of it, apparently.
Sure.
And story goes that, like, we didn't leave the house the entire next day because, well, I needed to be close to the bathroom.
Right. Oh.
Poor girl.
Dang.
Poor girl.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Some of those can smell real tasty, and it's confusing if you're a little kid.
Cinnamon rolls are delicious.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want some of that?
All right.
Yes.
Hey, Tara, you got one right. You got one wrong. Last one. Let's do this, all right? Last one, little kid, drunk adult.
I got into a fight with a cat and lost.
Oh, yeah. You're going to lose every single time when you get in a fight with a cat.
Fight with a cat, yeah. Mm-hmm. So is a little kid fighting with a cat or a drunk adult?
I'm going to go with drunk adult on this one.
Ooh, yeah. Drunk adult. Okay.
I feel like drunk adult is fighting with the cat. I'm not sure why. I want to know why.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
All right. So both of you saying drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
Yep.
There it is. Yep. You're right.
Why?
Good job, Tara. What happened?
And I was at a friend's house and accidentally stepped on his cat's tail. And the cat let out this horrific, like, yelp. And within seconds, another cat came trotting around the corner.
Oh, no.
And when I bent over to pet it, it lunged at me and went all Freddy Krueger on my face.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Like, I'll teach you to hurt my buddy.
Yeah, sometimes when...
He just protected our friend.
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, when cats get spooked, like, you don't want anything to do with them for a while.
No.
You got to...
Let them cool down.
Cats are a bit dramatic, we'll say.
Yes. Wow.
All right, Tara. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Yay!
So enjoy, have fun, think of us fondly, and and hang on, just another quick sec. We're gonna get more information from you, okay?
Alrighty.
Alrighty. Hang on.
We need more stories for this bit to live on.
Yes.
It really hinges on that. So if you've got something that you think, when you just say it, like as a little teaser.
You're like, that sounds crazy.
Yes, it could go either way. That's a perfect story for this. And then you finish the story and then you email us the voice note at BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.
I've only been to Vegas one time in my life. 9970JX. And unfortunately, I didn't have any sort of like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas sort of stories.
Right.
Like, ironically, those types of stories have come from traveling to other cities, not necessarily Vegas.
Okay.
That happens, yeah, right?
Vegas like experiences in other cities. Okay.
Right, sure. Exactly. But, you know, the whole reason that phrase comes around is, you know, there's a lot of things that are legal in Nevada and in Las Vegas that aren't anywhere else. And so you're like, all right, well, hey, when in Rome, right?
Craziness can happen.
Right, exactly. So we found a bunch of these stories on like what happened in Vegas didn't necessarily stay in Vegas.
Yeah, some consequences.
And it's kind of like the don't ask, don't tell sort of thought around Vegas is like, oh. Now I went on a press junket to see 50 Cent back in the day.
In Vegas,
right. And was there with a bunch of other like radio people. And there were some people that were a little rowdier than me. I was only there for a few hours and then literally like left.
You're in and out. Yeah.
So not much craziness could happen.
Well, this story, a kid from my high school class basically ruined his law school career because he unalived an exotic bird in Vegas.
What?
Wow. Obviously, there's got to be more to that story.
Was it Vegas? I remember me telling you the story of my good friend who was my best man. He bought a chandelier.
Yes.
At a
hotel.
Sure. I want to say it was Vegas.
Was it?
Because
at least he didn't kill a bird.
He didn't kill a bird. No.
Goodness.
He just bought like a $20,000 chandelier.
Yes. Hashtag ragrats.
Right.
That looks pretty. You know what? I'll have that.
And you know what? Hotels will literally sell you anything.
Just ask.
Yeah.
All you got to do was ask.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you have any stories to add to this? What happened in Vegas did not stay in Vegas? We'll do another one, then we'll take some more of your stories coming up. One said the bride, her maid of honor, three bridesmaids all went for a girls' trip to Vegas.
4-day trip, yeah.
One of the three bridesmaids let it slip that the bride, the maid of honor, and one of the bridesmaids all hooked up with guys they met there. The bride, too?
Oh, no.
Wedding called off, maid of honor's marriage ended. Dang.
Wow.
That's dramatic.
That is, wow, that was endgame.
Yeah.
That blew up their lives.
Dang, okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Do you have any to add? 502-795-1997. We've got a few more we want to share with you coming up on 99.7 DJX. You know the phrase, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas?
Not always.
Doesn't always. Isn't always the case. That's for sure.
Yep. Now the story, me, I'm what happened in Vegas. My parents met there. My mom came home pregnant with me. Dad followed. They got married and stayed together till he died.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. That's fun. That's fun. Ooh, I know a guy who got someone pregnant on his Vegas trip.
Yeah.
He was in a serious relationship at the time.
Uh-huh.
Ended up breaking up with his girlfriend, marrying the woman he knocked up. Not only did she have the baby, they have 4 kids total now. So I guess it worked out.
All right. So that's a positive, maybe?
Yes.
All right. What happens in Vegas didn't necessarily stay in Vegas.
Sammy says, my bestie thought she was getting live, laugh, love in cursive on her rib cage. She came home with love, laugh, liver.
Oh, no.
The artist was drunk.
Oh.
So was she. No rag girts, sort of.
No rag girts.
LOL.
The tattoo. Getting a tattoo in Vegas.
Oh, love, laugh, liver.
Love, laugh, liver forever.
Wow.
On your rib cage.
Wow.
Madeline said two of my friends jokingly got married by an Elvis impersonator. Fast forward 2 weeks, gets in the mail from the county confirming it was legal.
Oh, no.
had to file for a legit annulment.
Yes, just like Ross and Rachel.
Yikes.
Just like Ross and Rachel. That's great. Wow. Hannah, me, but like the other story you told, a friend of a friend went on a Vegas weekend with her situationship.
Uh-huh.
9 months later, she had a little jackpot. They're married now, but she swears it was the altitude, not the tequila.
Oh, the altitude. Yes. All right.
Wow.
Those are good stories.
A lot of little presents that people brought home.
Well, that sounds like a fun town.
Yeah.
All right. That's great.
Nice souvenirs you can bring back.
Yeah, that's right. You definitely will bring some souvenirs back.
The merch is on point.
So yesterday, Kelly, you told a story of a moostery in your neighborhood.
It was a moostery. A cow was on the loose in our neighborhood.
Now, you live in Shelby County in not necessarily like the metro.
Right.
However, it's not like the countryside.
No, it's a golf community.
Yeah.
Neighborhood. And so this was Monday night. We started seeing like some weird lights. It was people with flashlights kind of walking around our house and heard that a cow had gotten out of its transport somehow. It was roaming the neighborhood. They were trying to catch it, kept getting spooked.
Okay.
And then this arced into yesterday morning.
I was going to say, I mean, I saw like our coworker who lives in the same neighborhood that you do. She was posting photos.
Yep. And it was in the neighborhood Facebook group. People were posting their photos of the sightings. It seemed to be hanging around
hole
nine.
Right.
On the course and different, you know, addresses. And there were some pretty amazing shots taken too. Like there was one right by the trash cans. It kind of looks like it's looking right at the camera like, hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing? If you could direct me to some snacks, I'd appreciate that. But, so about mid-morning, the owner of the cow was able to wrangle her. Old Bessie's finding her way back to the farm. So all is well.
So the cow just found like a hole in the fence and just made a beeline.
Out of a transport. It was being transported. So out of the trailer.
So
it got loose somehow. I don't know. Okay. I don't know the logistics. Okay. All I know is the cow ended up in the neighborhood. People were looking for it. People were taking
pictures. So are you
pictures.
Able to go visit the cow now?
No, where? I don't think so. I don't know where it was from. I don't know where it was going. Oh. I don't know where it ended up. All I know is it's no longer in the neighborhood, and it's back where it's supposed to be.
But for 2 days, a cow was...
Not even a day. It was, you know, Monday evening.
Okay.
Late afternoon.
So for a day,
evening,
your neighborhood...
this cow was on the loose.
Was running around your neighborhood.
It spent all night kind of living on its own.
Like, I mean,
they gave
that's
up
like...
the search overnight, so the cow is hanging out.
That's like
in the neighborhood all night.
When we have those stories of horses loose in Cherokee Park or cows loose in Cherokee Park, same deal.
Yes.
But it was in your neighborhood.
It was in the neighborhood, yes. And there's actually a zebra that caught on camera running on a highway in Tennessee. So another kind of like exotic animal on the loose, a little bit more exotic than a cow.
Yeah, but that wasn't in your neighborhood.
Nope, wasn't in our neighborhood.
No. All right, so
the cow has been returned safely. The owner was able to wrangle her up mid-morning yesterday.
You're not having a...
I didn't get my cow selfie. I was hoping to get a cow selfie. I didn't get that.
All right.
It was supposedly just up the way for a hot second.
I would have probably gone on a quest to go on a little walk in the neighborhood just to see. Yeah. All right, well, hey, good update. I'm glad the cow's safe.
The moostery is over.
Moostery is over. All right, still to come. We're going to get to a feel-good story. Also, setting the bar story where you've heard of the Wet Bandits, right?
Yes.
The crime duo from Home Alone.
Sure.
Maybe we have another villain sort of story on the way. Sabrina Carpenter there on 99.7 DJX with her little warning to her boyfriend, please don't embarrass me.
He had an entire song.
He had
a warning in an entire song and he didn't listen.
So we're saying this because Sabrina Carpenter has put out a teaser for a song that's coming out titled Man Child. And the song is due out Thursday, tomorrow, 8 p.m.
We know exactly who it's about.
And she literally says, this one's about you.
You should know, winky face. So we're going to need a wellness check on Barry Keoghan tomorrow.
Barry Keoghan, yes!
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, we'll need a wellness check. See how he's doing.
The people in the comments are literally like, you literally had a song to warn you.
She told you, please, please, please don't embarrass me. She literally said that. So now, buddy.
Buddy, you knew. You knew. Man child is on the way.
Get ready. She's coming for you, Barry.
And I'm telling you, Sabrina has got some, like, her lyrics are very clever.
Oh, yeah.
And this is like, you know, Taylor Swift leaves some mystery as to who her songs could be about.
She's more cryptic.
Yeah. Likes
Sabrina's
to,
not. I like that about her.
Likes to leave those Easter eggs. Sabrina's a little more in your face.
Yeah. She doesn't make us think about it.
Yeah.
I love that.
So tomorrow evening, you'll get to hear what Sabrina Carpenter's Man Child is definitely all about. All right. So, kind of excited for that.
Yeah.
Gotta be honest. All right. Hey, coming up next, yes, setting the bar story, we'll get to. It involves the Zodiac Killer. It involves Bonnie and Clyde. You could throw Scarface. You could throw the Wet Bandits in there. All
of them.
All historic criminal duos. And our setting the bar story is next. Time for a setting the bar story.
That's an example of what not to do.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I mentioned Scarface, Jack the Ripper, Zodiac Killer, Bonnie and Clyde, the Wet Bandits. These are all criminal duos, very famous criminal duos. Right now, Bathroom Vanity Villains still available.
Oh, okay.
However, may not be after this setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a bathroom vanity while riding your bike, you're doing okay.
Logistically, that sounds difficult.
It does seem difficult. I think they strapped it to wheels and are pulling it.
Okay.
But the Memphis police, literally looking for a couple guys, a duo, if you will, the Bathroom Vanity Villains, if you will.
Maybe they were just, they had a DIY project and they realized, you know what? We don't have it in the budget to buy a vanity. This one looks nice. Let's take that
one. So like they didn't just like walk into a Home Depot or a Lowe's and do that. This house was being renovated.
Yes.
And so it was kind of open.
Mm.
And it was, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It wasn't overnight or anything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Broad daylight. It is easier to see.
Yeah.
When you're moving furniture.
Yeah, they just kind of like roll in and go, this looks nice. I like what they're doing here in the bathroom.
I'm just going to take that. And,
I'm going to go ahead and take that.
This is my inspo piece.
So
I'm going to build my renovation around this piece.
I don't know. Now, both these guys were caught on camera. One of them was carrying like a huge countertop under one arm.
Okay.
Yeah. And the other one was dragging the bathroom vanity.
Well, you want to make sure that that countertop doesn't get shattered, right?
And you want to make sure that your bathroom vanity, your countertop and your bathroom vanity go together. You can't just try to piece them together afterwards.
Right.
They're
made to go together.
But
sure.
I don't know if this is related to this same house that was being renovated. It's like, hey, guys, maybe you need to lock this house up while it's being renovated.
Yeah.
Because there were two TVs, an air fryer, a coffee maker, some toiletries, paper towels, board games, and bedding that were also taken from this house.
Wait a second. They were on a bike?
I don't know if these two thefts are related.
Oh, we don't know if it's the same guy.
Don't know if it's the same guy. Don't know if it's the Bathroom Vanity Villains at play here.
But word got around, apparently, in the crime community that place had some good stuff.
Has
and you
some
can
good
easily
stuff,
walk in.
And there's no locks.
Okay.
So.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah.
That's a tough lesson. Because, you know, renovations are pricey.
They are pricey.
Yeah. I mean, you're trying to better the look of your home.
Sure.
And then, oh, dang, the air fryer.
Yeah, the air fryer.
Oh,
even the air fryer.
Amazing.
They're nice. Yeah. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a bathroom vanity and a countertop and a bunch of other stuff while you're on a bike, you're doing okay.
Or if you can manage to make it through the day without locking your home when it's being renovated.
Oh.
I feel like that's really the biggie. I'm looking at the contractors.
You're pointing the finger at
you
the contractors.
We're leaving the job site unlocked.
All right.
With good
so
stuff inside.
Couple different avenues we could go here.
I think most of us are going to try to avoid, you know, going and stealing the things on a bike. But I'm pointing the finger at more.
Oh, yes.
It's the contractors. Whoever's responsible for doing the renovating and leaving that place unlocked.
Yeah, that's right. You stupid contractors. All right, there you go. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. A lot to catch up on if you missed any part of the show. WDJX.com, tap listen. Which, it's funny, I ran into a listener recently who was telling me that her work schedule changed. And so she was bummed that she couldn't listen to us in real time on her way to work anymore. But she did say she enjoys on her way off, when she's off work, catching up on the show, just listening to the podcast.
You can you know, digest Ben and Kelly anytime it works to your schedule.
Anytime it works. Are we missing a shout out from yesterday? Redbubble Rachel. Yeah.
Yes, she was having a day.
She was having a day yesterday,
yeah. And she just needed, she just tossed out a little SOS, like, hey, just give me a little love.
A little love, a little nudge.
Before you sign off.
Something
I need
like that.
It.
Yeah. So
hopefully today is better. Hopefully she was having like the most Monday, Tuesday yesterday. So hopefully she's having a Friday, Wednesday.
Oh, a Friday, Wednesday would be good. Yeah.
That would be better.
All right. So hope you're doing all right there. Like I said, if you missed anything, catch up podcast, WDGX.com. What else? We've got Wet Nose Wednesday coming up.
Yes. All that. So if you're looking for maybe a furry family member, this might be a perfect match. Mm-hmm. Look to the 997DJX Facebook page. We'll go live.
All right. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.